alive. I think I'm alive.
Sorry I'm late.
How is he?
No change. I changed the bottle. There's a fresh IV in the refrigerator.
I am so sorry. That old car of mine, I'm just going to have to get a new one.
Well, my brother knows a man who might be able to get you a good price.
Calypso, don't you hear me?
I can't afford much.
Tell me about it. Between my rent and utilities and what little food I can afford.
That's my one blessing with being poor. I can't afford enough food to make me fat.
I'd love to be able to be fat. It'd be a status symbol.
Why can't I move?
Are you finished with my book yet?
Yes. Oh, I left it at home. I forgot to bring it.
Well, try to remember tomorrow. My sister wants to read it.
Who cares if your stupid sister wants
to read
it?
I'll put it in my purse tonight so I don't forget.
Well, thanks for covering for me. Dr. Richter said he'd be by sometime today. All right, bye.
Calypso, don't leave me. I can't move. I can't talk. I can't get back through the door without you.
Where was I?
That punk really did it to me.
Good morning. Wilbur. How's our patient?
You've got to help him. Wilbur, look at my eye.
No change, poor man.
He may be in for a bit of an ordeal. The police think they have the boy who did this. Even if he identifies him, they'll only try him as a juvenile.
Wilbur, take me out of here.
I know. Look at his eyes. They're the only thing that seem to reflect his personality. Terrified.
Yes, like a lizard in a bottle. Wilbur,
maybe
get me out of here,
we should roll him out
please.
Into the balcony for a little sun and fresh air.
Yes, move me. Get me out of this room.
Yes, doctor.
Yes, yes, get me out of here. This has always been a big fear. Paralyzed.
You can leave us alone for a little while, nurse.
Yes, doctor. I'll be in the lunchroom if you need me.
Good. I think we need to be alone.
You know me, Wilbur. You can see it in me. Get me back to the anteroom, please. I'll let you live as long as I live.
Now, we don't want to put you through anything more than you've been through.
I don't know. I just became aware of what's
happening.
The
police need you to identify the boy who did this to you, and all we can go by is your eyes. I know it's like an old movie plot, but you'll have to blink your eyes.
No, take me home, Wilbur. Please, I'll do anything.
I want you to signal me if the strain is too much for you. We want to bring this hooligan to justice, but we want you to recover as fast as possible.
You're not going to help me.
Now, enjoy the sunshine. It's a beautiful day. Once this is all over, we will begin a series of operations.
You're not really the doctor. You're Wilbur, part of my mind. Please remember.
You'll have to be brave. Do you hear me?
Yes, you're not going to help me. I'll have to stay here for years, a whole
life. I suppose you can hear me. Blink twice if you do.
Yes, I'll blink there.
Fine. I knew you'd understand. Just take it easy for a while. We'll be back later.
This is almost funny. I'm going to die an invalid in a room of my own mind before I die in the real world. Funny, but if this is how I'm going to go, I'll do it right. Wilbur was right. It is a beautiful day. Sky.
Hello, sport.
There's someone behind me.
Thought I'd drop by and see how you was doing. I'm not usually that sloppy.
No, it can't be.
See, the fuzz, they grabbed my brother this morning. Ah, but they'll find out it wasn't him. I got something to finish, don't I? I hear you can't feel a thing. And you won't be able to try and stop me.
Someone's seen him. Good.
Well, this won't be as clean as I'd like.
No, I can't stop him.
Watch
am I bleeding?
Him. Watch him.
I don't want to die.
I got him. I got
not
him.
Like this.
Doctor, he's cut. It's deep.
I like
get
this.
On the horn.
It's all
we've got a red blanket up here.
I
hurry.
Die. I don't want to die. Not like this.
Ambrose, are you all right?
I died. I really died.
Of course not, silly. Or you couldn't hear me. You're back in the anteroom.
I felt myself die. I was helpless.
It was necessary.
I was thinking, I'm doing all this to myself. What kind of a man am I? Am I a masochist? Why do I do things like this to myself?
It was a little death.
What did you learn from it?
I saw so many of my fears. Senseless violence, being a victim, paralysis, helplessness, a useless death.
But what have you learned?
I've learned that I have a morbid fascination with death. I may be sick.
You did not ask for the disease. Death comes to everyone, and our awareness of it is dependent on how we will die. If it is an accident, we remain ignorant of it until the final moment. If it is a disease like yours, you have the unfortunate knowledge of the unhappy event well in advance.
It's only natural that you think about something like this. It's the single largest thing you'll ever have to face. And you have to prepare yourself.
But what I've just gone through is sick. It's a morbid fantasy.
To this point, you have provided yourself with simple lessons, caricatures of fears you understood on the surface. Now you provide yourself with more meaningful lessons, less security, more drastic reality.
None of it is real. I think I'm going crazy.
Crazy is a legal term, not a medical one.
You mean insane, but you're not.
Somehow, having a part of me talk to another part of me to tell me I'm not insane isn't very comforting.
Many people have to do what you're doing, but they don't have the luxury of the drug and the tank for complete concentration on the matter at hand. They must spread it out over many years in small, unconnected scenarios.
Lucky me.
You can stop any time, but you should know something.
What?
From here, it gets harder. Every step you take toward facing death will get a little harder.
Why? Death is unforgiving. You have prepared yourself with little dramas of your imagination. Important, yet trivial items. Usually teaching you one or two points and leaving all the rest as window dressing.
You've always loved the theater, Ambrose.
The closer you come to death, the more you must learn and the less fluff you will allow yourself in staging these psychodramas, so to speak.
But why is this necessary?
You start simple. Dealing with matters of your past life.
You progress to matters of life and death until you are prepared
to face a matter of death alone.
Exactly.
We sail upon our stormy lives, all heading for the single destination of oblivion. Don't you like poetry?
I'm thinking.
Well, this is a heck of a place to do that.
It's going to get worse?
Yes, but anytime you want to call a stop, just say the word, and we'll play cards until the drug is worn off.
And that would be a complete waste of time.
Perhaps not complete, but nearly so.
I must see it through.
It's a wonderful education. You'll enjoy it.
I doubt that.
So do I. But I'm getting closer. I can feel that. I have to continue.
Can I talk you out of it?
You could, but please don't.
Your resolve is not always as strong as you would like it to be.
I'm terrified.
And you're going to go on, even though you're scared half out of your skin?
Yes, I must.
That is the definition of courage, isn't it? To go on, even if you're afraid.
Especially if you're afraid. Now what?
I've never thought of myself as having courage.
Don't let it go to your head.
It can lead to overconfidence.
Yes.
Run scared and keep moving until things settle down.
When do they settle down?
They don't.
I'm ready for the next door.
Go to it.
You two were with me in my last nightmare.
Yes, you made us some part of what you needed to go through. You'll probably see us again as other people.
Did you know what I was going through?
Not exactly, but we're all the same. There was some idea.
You developed a resolve, and that was what you needed.
You will often surprise yourself. There are wells of strength in us all you have never needed to tap.
I don't remember coming back.
Everything around you is you. You don't really need to pass through a door. It's a convenient symbol for you.
Huxley, if you'll recall.
Yes. Well, let's get on with it. Where are we?
You should know that.
State Hospital, to visit your aunt who had a breakdown after being held hostage in a jewelry store, Ron.
Yes, I remember. I was only 10. I had to wait in the lobby. They didn't let children in the main part of the hospital.
What are you doing?
I'm bored. The magazines are old and there aren't any cartoons in them. I like the postscript section in the Saturday Evening Post.
Just don't go where you're not supposed to go.
I won't get into trouble. The guy behind the desk has the TV. I saw it a little while ago, and he's not even watching it.
Just don't get into trouble.
I'm just going to watch his TV. Mister?
Yeah?
If you're not going to watch that TV, do you mind if I change the channel?
I would if I could, but this TV doesn't change channels.
Oh. What you watching?
Oh, one of the patients.
Why?
To see that he doesn't hurt himself.
Why would he do that?
Well, some of the people here are, well, you know, kind of mixed up.
Crazy.
Well, we don't use words like that, but they're kind of not feeling good. Upstairs.
You mean a little sick in the head?
Well, sort of. Anyway, this guy might hurt himself, so I have to keep an eye on him.
My dad would say you've got a soft job.
How do you figure?
Well, that guy doesn't do anything. He's been sitting on the edge of his bed ever since we got here. I know because I looked at the set the first thing. He hasn't moved an inch.
No, he don't move much, I give you that.
So why do you think he'd hurt himself?
Well, he's got a disease. The doctors call it paranoia. Do you know what that means?
No.
Well, he thinks he has enemies and they're watching him all the time. Thinks they're going to try and poison him. Things like that.
Oh. Yeah. Why does he think they're trying to poison him?
I don't know. I'm not the doctor.
Oh. He thinks people are watching him all the time?
Yeah. But he'll probably just sit there all day. We got him pretty well sedated.
You give him a lot of pills? My aunt has to take a lot of pills.
Oh, he won't take pills. We give it to him in his food.
Oh.
Anything wrong, kid?
No, sir. I just think I should wait where my mother told me to wait.
It's okay, kid. Sorry about the TV. I'd change the channel for you if I could.
That's okay.
What's wrong?
The man they thought was sick was right. They were watching him all the time, and they were putting drugs in his food.
It was an accepted practice.
But he was right. People were watching him 24 hours a day.
Your aunt didn't seem to mind.
This way nothing can happen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you enjoy your ice cream?
Yes, ma'am.
Is everything all right, Ambrose?
Yes. Only...
Yes?
Nothing.
Well, you better ask me now. Your mom and dad will be back soon, and they have to get me back before 5. Honey, I feel like a library book that's about to become overdue.
Is this place helping you?
What do you mean?
Well, it was a lot nicer when I used to visit you, and you would fix a cake, or we'd watch Ed win, or go down to the river with some fried chicken.
No, I was living by myself. No, I can't do that, Ambrose.
Yes, ma'am.
The doctors are taking care of me. They watch over me and talk to me, and I have a lot of friends here now, and when they're through, I'll be able to go home. You'll see, Ambrose. Is everything all right, Ambrose?
What's wrong, Ambrose?
They weren't trying to make her better. She was never going to learn how to live by herself, living in an institution, and...
We know. She never did come back out.
That was when you caught on to the great secret.
What's that?
Grown-ups don't always know what they're talking about.
Yes.
That's a good one to remember. Are you ready to go?
Yes. Let's get out of this place now.
You should remember that more often.
You aren't above that little piece of lunacy, you know. You didn't get all the answers when you grew up either.
I know. I always felt like I should have, though.
Things are hard all over.
Do you think you'll need us here?
No, I don't think so. This is my old dorm room. I shared it with Gary.
You shared it with several people during your college years.
Yes, but that picture over the bookcase was his. He painted it during a vacation break one spring, during our sophomore year.
But he wasn't really an artist, was he?
He made it on a football scholarship, but he was always trying something new. Painting, motorcycles.
Not your stereotypical swishy type, was he?
The last time I saw him was here. I'd just come home and was about to turn on the TV when he came in. There's some pizza in the fridge if you want it.
Oh, I couldn't keep it down.
Hey, you better sit down before you fall down.
Yeah. Anything good on?
Nah, same old stuff. You all right?
Shouldn't I be?
You just seem a little down. A lot down. You go out drinking with some of the team?
No.
Oh, private party, huh? Have a good time?
No. The party was a little too private. We had another fight.
Oh, too bad. You're going to have a beaut of a hangover in the morning.
Good. I earned it. Worked real hard for it.
How much did you have to drink, anyway?
I forget. Beer and some vodka and some wine. I think a little Southern Comfort.
I'm surprised you made it home.
Well, we can't all be lucky.
One of those Mexican mummy pictures comes on in a little while. You want to watch that?
Sure. What are you looking at?
Are you sure you're okay?
Well, what if I'm not?
I'm not butting in, but this place is a little too small to ignore you. Something's wrong. Anything I can help with?
I don't think so.
Well, if there is...
No, thanks.
Let me know. Old Doc Geary's always ready to take on another case. Just tell me your troubles. I shouldn't joke just now, should I?
Why not? It doesn't make any difference.
Don't let her get you down. It's just another girl.
No, it's not.
She's special?
It's not a girl. I had a date with a guy. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, how does it feel to have a fruit for a roommate?
Stop.
Well, you do, damn it. He's probably going to call the coach. It'll be all over the campus by tomorrow night.
Sit down, Gary. Take it easy.
That's going to be it. Everything. The scholarship, my shot at the majors. They'll call home. I'll tell my mother, my father.
Sit down, man. Take it easy. You're drunk. You don't know what you're saying.
I don't, huh? The hell I don't. I thought this was going to really be something. I loved him.
You should try to get some sleep. You can work all this out in the morning. You're upset.
Make up your mind. Am I drunk or upset? He keeps saying one then the other.
You're both, and you aren't going to solve anything at 2 a.m. Get some sleep.
You're not listening to
me. Yes, I am. I've heard everything you've said.
Do you hate me?
Why should I?
What I said. I can say it again if you want. You want the label, or would you like a play-by-play?
I heard you, and I don't care. It's none of my business.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you involved with all this. I didn't want you to know.
So, now I know. You need to get some sleep, man. Don't think about it. Wait until you can think straight. Worry about it in the morning. You'll get it worked out. You're just too drunk to think right now.
Yeah, you're all right. You shouldn't have to put up with this. You're all right, Ambrose.
Yeah, I'm really wonderful. Go to sleep.
Yeah, I'll get this worked out tomorrow. You shouldn't have to put up with this. I'll take care of it in the morning.
Ambrose?
That was the last time I saw him. He moved out, dropped out of school.
He left a note.
I always felt bad. He said he was sorry, but he didn't do anything. The other people I had to share the dorm with were... they didn't measure up to him.
You didn't try to stop him?
No.
Why not? Was he a threat? Were you afraid he'd jump you in your sleep?
No. I don't know.
Would you act any differently if you saw him today?
I really don't know. I don't like what I'm seeing of myself.
What do you mean?
I've always liked to think of myself as being a pretty decent guy, but everything I'm learning seems to point out my deficiencies.
That's what you need to learn. You need to be taken down a few pegs. Maybe not see yourself as such a decent guy.
But I'm seeing myself as being selfish, self-deluding, insensitive, callous, sometimes almost evil.
Why should you be any different? Haven't you made the same observations about people you've known?
But it wasn't absolute. They had their good points, too.
So why should you be any different?
If you think of the good things you've done for a moment, you will see why the need is to recognize the balanced totality of your personality. You must recognize your strong points, which you choose to think of most often, but understand that the negative parts of your life exist side by side with the good parts.
You live as a finely balanced scale, but instead of having two pans, one to weigh and one to measure, you have thousands, all of which must play their part in maintaining your mental balance.
For example, how would you describe Calypso?
I don't know. She's very intelligent.
Oh, don't tell me you're going to appreciate me for my mind alone.
All right. You're also very pretty.
Look closely into her face, Ambrose, and into mine. What do you think of us?
I admire you. You're intelligent, witty. I don't know. You are my teachers and my consciences, gurus.
You've learned a lot since you first came in here, and you have a lot to learn. But before we can teach you anything else, you have to recognize something.
What is the largest lesson you feel we can teach you?
I don't know. How to face death, I guess.
Well, that is important, but not the largest lesson.
Think. What have we tried to get across since you first entered this phantasm?
I'm not sure. That I am both good and bad, both saint and sinner, creator and destroyer of everything I find in here. I don't know what you want me to say.
You need to recognize a simple, basic truth.
Which is?
What is the most important thing about having us here with you?
I don't know.
Can we teach you anything you don't already know?
No.
Then we're really useless to you.
No, you're not. You're like an anchor of sanity in this madhouse. No matter how crazy it gets, you'll find a safe place for me to stand.
There are no safe places to stand. When are you going to learn that? Things change, people change, you change.
Whatever you find to stand on is going to be swept away.
It's dangerous to even think you have a place to stand.
Then I don't understand. What are you trying to teach me?
Everything. But we want a specific answer. What is the biggest lesson we can teach you?
I don't know.
Sometimes you can be so stupid.
A real moral.
Don't do this to me. Tell me.
We can't tell you, you little idiot. If we tell you, it has no value. It's one more toy fire engine that gets broken on Christmas afternoon. It has no value. It isn't worth anything.
Well, how can I know if you won't tell me?
You just might have to think. You might have to do something for yourself instead of using me as a crutch.
Or me?
I don't know. I'm confused. I can't think of it.
You won't think of it, you mean.
You want it all handed to you on a silver platter. Platinum platter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're so stupid.
I am not. I'm as smart as either of you because I am you.
Exactly.
That's the great lesson?
Yes.
Anything you find in your own mind that frightens you, inspires you, drives you mad, or fills you with so much joy you think you will burst, anything, everything you find in here is a part of you.
The balance, Ambrose. The million-panned balance. Billions of tiny bits that define you, specify traits, outline your characters, shadows of your own fears, the little lights of the goodness you try to live. It must all balance.
If that's true...
It is true.
If everything that is a part of you that I admire and appreciate is also part of me...
It is.
I have a chance.
You make your own chances. You need to understand the wealth from which you have to draw.
Are you ready to go on?
better if you go on.
Yeah. Should I choose another door?
That's why you're here.
All right. That one. Don't you approve?
I do not approve or disapprove.
You aren't ready.
What do you mean? Is that the door that leads to death?
I can't say. I only know you aren't ready for what is behind that door.
If you say so, I'll have to trust you. Should I choose another door?
That would be the logical thing to do.
How about this one? It seems to be a little less ominous.
Fine.
The other door, is it death?
No, but it is something you must go through before you confront death.
You're not ready. Go on with the one you've chosen.
All right. It looks like I've stepped out onto the side of a mountain.
You have. Shortly after reading Tolkien, you created this place.
I don't remember.
It was a very vivid dream.
Then why don't I remember it?
Just because you can't remember it doesn't mean it wasn't vivid.
Well, what do I do here?
You learn, as always.
I may as well go up the path. That's how quests go, isn't it? The uphill path?
Yours seem to.
Aren't they supposed to?
If you will look to the side.
A woman. And she's hurt. Ma'am? She's unconscious. I think she's dying. Calypso! Wilbur! Don't leave me now! Damn it, I need them. Ma'am, don't try to move. You're hurt.
The stone around my neck.
Lie still. I'll go for help.
There is a leather thong and a stone.
Shh. Let me fix your cloak so you'll be warm. Your dress is torn.
Quickly, take the stone here. You must take it.
If I do, will you be quiet?
Yes, I will be quiet.
All right. Here, I'll try to remove it gently. I'll have to lift your head a bit to pass the thong. There.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Ow. This stone is hot. What kind of a jewel is this? Ma'am? She's gone. Just her cloak. Calypso, Wilbur, what am I supposed to do here? Will you answer me? Great. I have no idea of where I am, what I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to go. It's getting darker and I'm cold. Oh, I don't believe this is one of my dreams. None of it's familiar. But I can take the cloak. It'll keep me warm. What is this bath? Oh, there. I suppose this stone will be easier to carry around my neck, like she wore it. There. Now, which way do I go? One way's as good as another, I suppose. I guess not. The stone gets hot when I go uphill. Maybe downhill. Yes.